Harmful algae blooms are a major problem in water bodies across our region, and detecting them can be complicated. Using satellites, researchers here in Idaho have developed a tool that could make detection more efficient. The Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse reports.
Tyler King is a research hydrologist with the U.S. Geological Survey. He hops into a truck at the agency's Boise headquarters. The destination is Lake Lowell, a reservoir some 20 miles west.
Lake Lowell, as is common with many other water bodies in the western United States, grows an awful lot of plant matter.
It can also grow cyanobacteria, one of Earth's oldest organisms and a key source of our atmosphere's oxygen. But they can produce toxins harmful to humans and other animals and are one type of algae that can cause harmful algal blooms, or HABs. Much monitoring is done by water managers and members of the public, resource-intensive work with limited reach, thus the interest in satellites.
Basically, for the past 50 years, there have been satellites orbiting the planet, basically taking Earth selfies.
Some can ID cyanobacteria in blooms in the ocean and other large water bodies, but at a resolution that doesn't work well with the narrow, snaking arms of some Idaho lakes and reservoirs. Others with finer resolution can't make those IDs, but they can identify chlorophyll, suggesting cyanobacteria and at certain concentrations of bloom. King's team found some 17 methods for extracting that information from satellite images.
None of them worked particularly well just by themselves, so we built an ensemble out of all of them.
And that proved pretty effective at showing where concentrations could be dangerous. High over the other side of the Earth, a speeding satellite is on an intercept course with the reservoir. It's one of the European Space Agency's Sentinel-2 polar orbiting satellites, whose images form the core of the monitoring effort.
We want to be on the water body at the same time as that satellite image is collected.
At a boat launch, King's colleagues Rob Florence and John Karakaburu are slowly backing a simple aluminum boat into the water. Before the boat gets underway, troubling signs are already clear.
You can see these clumps of algae here. They look like colonial microcystis to me, but I'm not a phycologist. But it definitely looks like a cyanobacteria.
At the first stop, Rob and his colleagues break out the gear.
And this is a water quality sonde.
That will capture temperature, pH, and other water quality data. They also gather water for testing and churn it for uniform sampling. Here's King.
And after the fact, we will take the field data and we'll match it up with the satellite-based products to quantify how accurate they are.
That will make the tool even more reliable. One task remains to finish the first stop, snapping a photo with a highly specialized camera.
And right now, there's a cloud in the way.
Every five or so days, updated maps are uploaded to the public web application. Some Idaho water managers are intrigued by its potential to save time and resources monitoring. King says the tool is currently calibrated for Idaho water bodies, but with additional work, it could be used much more broadly. It's already being used elsewhere in the West.
It's really been a game changer these last few years.
That's Kurt Carpenter, a fellow survey researcher based in Portland.
Having the application calibrated for more areas, you know, could be helpful, but there's really no reason to believe that the algorithm that was developed for Idaho here, that it wouldn't hold in other places. I mean, it seems to be working beautifully in Oregon.
When planning field work, he says it allows them to more efficiently target sampling sites. Back at the boat, the sun is starting to peek through. John readies the camera and Tyler is set to take notes.
We're going to have a short window here, shall we?
Let's do it.
Okay.
John snags a few more images.
And that's everything.
The crew stows the gear, and Rob steers the boat to the next site. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.